That's right. Here we go. It's another good stuff. And boy, do I have some good stuff.
Are you going to tell us about Tri-State Livestock News first?
Well, I'm going to start off with that because that's the good stuff that we always start off with. Tri-State Livestock News. Discover the pulse of agriculture from grain, sheep, dairy cattle, top-notch horse operations, commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN. It's what ranchers read.
I'm going to tell you a little bit, a couple things maybe you didn't know about Cherry County, Nebraska, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check it out. A Quiet Trails International. Go check that out. In fact, the Niobrara River is the first one in the Northern Hemisphere, only the second in the world, and it's right here in Cherry County, in our area. So check that out. How about an International Dark Skies area? Yep. Got that, too, out at Merritt Reservoir. Stargazers come here not too far down the road. I think it starts July 20th at NebraskaStarParty.org. You can find out details on that. So come visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. All right, Kim, what are you leading off with?
Should I really join Facebook?
No, stay away.
This article, I'm not sure when it was written, and I do not know who put it together, but they talk about blackberries, so I did a little research, and blackberries were popular in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and they were the dominant force in the smartphone market.
Yep, they were.
All right, so that puts us in that position. When I bought my BlackBerry, I thought about the 35-year business I ran with 1,800 employees, all without a cell phone that plays music, takes videos, pictures, and communicates with Facebook and Twitter. I signed up under duress for Twitter and Facebook so my 7 kids, their spouses, 13 grandkids, and two great-grandkids could communicate with me in the modern way. I figured I could handle something as simple as Twitter with only 140 characters of space. That was before one of my grandkids hooked me up for Tweeter, Tweettree, T-Whirl, Twitterfon, Tweety, and Twitterific, TweetDeck, TwitPix, and something that sends every message to my cell phone and every other program within the texting world. My phone was beeping every 3 minutes with the details of everything except the bowel movements of the next generation. I am not ready to live like this. I keep my cell phone in the garage in my golf bag. The kids bought me a GPS for my last birthday because they say I get lost every now and then going over to the grocery store or the library. I keep that in a box under my tool bench with the Bluetooth. By the way, it's red. My Bluetooth phone I am supposed to use when driving. I wore it once and was standing in line at Barnes & Noble talking to my wife, and everyone in the nearest 50 yards were glaring at me. I had to take my hearing aid out to use it, and I probably got a little loud. I mean, the GPS looked pretty smart on my dashboard, but the lady inside that gadget was the most annoying, rudest person I had run into in a long time. Every 10 minutes, she would sarcastically say, "Recalculating." You would think she could be nicer. It was like she could barely tolerate me. She would let go with a deep sigh and tell me to make a U-turn at the next light. Then, if I made a right turn instead, well, it's not a good relationship. The world is just getting too complex for me. They even mess me up every time I go to the grocery store. You would think they could settle on something themselves, but this sudden paper or plastic every time I check out just knocks me for a loop. I bought some of those cloth reusable bags to avoid looking confused, but I never remember to take them in with me. Now I toss it back to them. When they ask me paper or plastic, I just say, "Doesn't matter to me. I am bisexual." Then it's their turn to stare at me with this really blank look. I was recently asked if I would tweet. I answered no, but I do toot a lot. Oh, we senior citizens don't need any more gadgets. The TV remote and the garage door remote are about all we can handle, and I'm not sure the rest of us need much more as well. Again, set back in the late 2000s, the 2010s, you heard it here first. Should I really join Facebook?
This is a quick little thing from Elizabeth McKibben. It's an alcohol issue. A new way to avoid any 0.08 alcohol issues while driving. I went out with some friends last night and had too many drinks. Knowing that I was way over the limit, I did something that I'd never done before. I took a bus home. I arrived home safely, which seemed really surprising since I've never driven a bus before. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.